the band Lowrider. You're watching Speaker TV. You want to do one, Paul? Because I did that was perfect. At the end.
That was perfect.
It's terrible. It's bad. I'll do giddy up.
So here I've been hanging round with the cokeheads downtown. The ones who used to abuse you, now they disuse you. Oh, won't you be bad? Oh, won't you be bad? Oh, won't you be bad to me? Oh, won't you be...
We recorded an album this year, and then toured it all over the country.
That was 2009, December, supported Alicia Keys, which was good fun.
We're on to our second single at the moment, which has a special guest on it, which is Triple J playing... Matt, MC Suffer from the Hilltop Hoods. It's a song called Round the World. It's a title track off the album.
Be back, oh yeah, I feel that. See, she's been down in ways you've never dreamed about.
The inspiration for the lyrics I write really comes from the music that these guys create. I don't have much to do with the actual music, but then these guys give it to me and I write lyrics to it, pretty much.
The music is probably just the common ground between the four of us, really, because we all have pretty diverse tastes. As a kid, mainly metal. Now, sort of hip-hop and metal, and listen to everything, but Johnny's a big classical fan, Scotty's a big drum and bass fan. The common ground between us is just how we sound, so...
But Here We Go was the first single, and Triple J gave that a fair push. And the next single, the third single, will be out in January while we're on the big day out. And that'll be a song called Hold On, which we did a clip for in Tasmania, in the snow and such.
Unfortunately, when it was due to get filmed, Tasmania had no snow, which didn't help the filming, so we had to delay it a couple of weeks until they, I think it was like the first year in 20 years that they hadn't had snow by that month.
So can you tell me how to reach into your heart?
Any festival is a highlight, man. You know, settings like this, you're lucky to be able to play them, so.
There's been some crazy nudie runs.
We were at the big day out, and the two of the guys from Rage Against the Machine were playing table tennis out the back. He decided to get all his clothes off and run naked around their game, to which they paddled him on the ass. And he ran and sought refuge and swan dived into a little inflatable pool completely naked. That was, you know, we all had pride in our eyes that day. The last album was mixed by a guy called Jason Goldstein, who's won some Grammys for different artists, Roots, Beyonce. Well, you got Chops Horns, who are Alicia Keys' horn section, and played with Public Enemy and all that. They played on the album as well. So we want to get over and try and work face to face with these people rather than just, you know, via Skype.
Because you're in the band Lowrider, have they gone a bit freaky or anything like that?
Gone a bit freaky, you know, because people love the keyboard players of bands, obviously. 16-year-old girl in Sydney, well, she's 18, I think, yeah, 18, tattooed my name on her tummy just here. And then she, oh no, it was my signature, actually. Who is your favourite band member of Lowrider? If I don't win the hat, whoever gives me their hat becomes my favourite new band member.
And you reckon this
yes.
looks good on me?
It
and
good.
I'm balding, so yes. This will give me some shade.
I like to wear it forward like that. Che Guevara, eat your heart out.
You look like a golfer.
You do look like a golfer. Yeah.
Can you do like a heart surround and romantic music while he whispers to me?
Yeah.
Playing with the dildo on stage. We played with the dildo. That's not a question.
Speaker TV.